Third parak of Megillah, Mishnah Gimel. Oydam Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Knesset Shechorev. Ein Maspidim Vaseicha. A shul that has been destroyed or people aren't using it anymore. Even so, it has Kedusha and you're not allowed to make a hesped in it. Ein Mafshilim Vaseicha Chavolim. Not allowed to make ropes in it. Ein Posim Vaseicha Masudis. You don't set up nets to make nets inside the shul, and shoytchim al gali peiris, you don't use its roof to dry out fruit, and you're not allowed to use it as a shortcut. Surely when it's Beis Knesset is in use, you can't use it for any of these things. A shul has a level of kedusha which you can't do stam de rechol over there. A shortcut also one cannot do. The Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush that if you're using it as a shortcut and you say some Mishnah or psukim as you are making a shortcut, it is permitted since you are using it also for the Divrei Torah. Anyway, it says the Shenema, that which we see that even though it's destroyed, it's not being used, it still has Kedusha. It says, Vashimoyse es mikdashechem. Tushos mav b'shem shemim. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, still it has Kedusha. Ol ba'asavim lo yitlosh. If the shul is desolate and weeds started growing, it should not, or grass started growing, they do not remove them. If they act as nefesh, so people should feel bad that it's in a state of chulbin. And this way they're going to put money into it and fix it up. If you make it look reasonably nice, they're just going to leave it the way it is.